It's 22nd of June. The first skill that you master in the army is the ability to sleep anywhere and anytime, not paying attention to what is happening around. In the early days of war, this skill was very lacking. We were then on duty for 2 or 3 hours at the positions, and then the same 2 or 3 hours rested. Of course, it was difficult to call a real rest. We just lay on the cold floor and tried to distract ourselves from the gloomy thoughts. It was rarely possible to fall asleep, and the sleep itself was very sensitive. But after a few days, the ability to sleep came. Using a helmet instead of pillow, surrounded by 2 dozen men who snoring loudly and not in unison, and do not always wake up even when the shelling begins. I am now a sleep specialist. I can do it in the most unexpected places and at any time. A couple of weeks ago, I even started dreaming again. After the start of the war, there were no dreams. I just fell asleep as if diving into some kind of black hole and then emerged from this hole. It was like someone flipped a switch and turned me off, and then another click and I turned on. And now the dreams are back, bright and saturated. I don't see a war in my dreams. In my dreams, the war didn't seem to start at all. My psyche has created a space for me in which there are no explosions and destroyed cities, no orphans and refugees. This space is always light and warm. In it, my family and my friends still live in their homes and are not scattered around the world. In my dreams, I walk around London and Berlin, host my radio show, sit in bars, go to concerts, and feel happy. And then I wake up. Surely you also had such a feeling after waking up that everything you saw in a dream actually happened. I wake up with this feeling literally every morning. I wake up around 6 in the morning without any alarm. I just open my eyes and emerge from my deepest sleep. And with great surprise, I look at my sleeping bag, at the rifle next to me, in general, at the whole environment around me. I look and try to understand, how did I get here? After all, just now I was walking along Oxford Street or riding bicycles with my daughter, and then, bam, I am a soldier, and there are soldiers all around, and we are somewhere in the dugout. It takes me a few minutes to realize that everything bright and funny was just a dream. And there is actually a war going on, terrible and bloody war. But I am a soldier in this terrible war, and I can't visit any concerts, ride bicycles, and walk around London because of this war. But I am happy the dreams are back. They returned and became my little window into a life without war.